Thoroughbred trainer Nigel Shearing about the win of Eternal Speed first up from a spell. Nigel, impressive this horse first up.
He was, Pete. He trialled really well on Tuesday. Ismail rode him, just sat him in beyond the speed and gave him a nice little win. And I was quite confident that he'd run in the top three today. But, you know, first up against some fit horses. But it was really impressive how he fought the second horse off up the straight.
Well, when he was tucked in behind the leader, Bulamuku rode him pretty well. And he did expose him off the fence, but the run came. He took him on the rails, took the gap. Flying Stevie, the favourite, was going to run past him easily halfway up the straight, but your horse found plenty.
Yeah, he did, Pete. I just watched the replay, and Flying Stevie actually got in front of him by about half a length, and my fella dug deep. And Bullen was very full of praise of him when he got back, and he reckons he's a nice horse. So he might go to the paddock now, and then we'll bring him back because he is bred to go over longer distance. And so, well, while his confidence is up, we'll put him in paddock and go from there.
All right. You raced, this horse is raced by the same connections as Finesto you've had a lot of success with.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he's a half-brother to Finesto and those owners there. There's a lot of first owners in this horse, which was really good. There was a big cheer when he went up, and it's really good for racing. And yeah, he's a half to Finesto, and the breeders, I've actually got the two-year-old filly too by Westquest, and it's a very nice type.
All right, well, terrific, mate. Let's hope that this horse will go on. We may even find him in a Tassie Guineas.
Oh, let's hope. And yeah, like, thank all our staff at home. You know, we've been going pretty hard, and yeah, things are starting to work out.